We're here today at Flynn's Dairy Bar with Zaid, the supervisor of the store. Hello, Zaid. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm well. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. So I hear that Flynn's Dairy is helping people who have suffered from the hurricane by giving out food and water. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
It comes from my dad. So he really likes to help and give out to the people. So what happened was, there was situation created where there was a hurricane coming up. Nothing happened in downtown, but we expected a lot more in the suburb areas or somewhere out. So it was really nice since we had lots of stock about of bread, milk, and eggs. So we were might as well give it out to the people. And this is not just hurricane. We've been doing this all year. It's just that we don't want to come out post it on social media that we are giving out to the people, but this time it was we needed to post it because we could encourage more people to come here and get their get any help, any sort of help they would like. So that's what we've been doing.
And has Flynn's been affected by the power outage at all? Have you had any issues at the store, or were you doing okay?
So we have two locations of Flynn's. One is on Hydrostone, which definitely did not have any power on. But the Hollis location, which is in downtown, is on Hollis Street, obviously. So there is no power outage here, and the store was open all day, every day. So which was a very good thing that we could help out people. There was a lot of people coming in for bread, milk, and yeah, it was good.
Do you have a number about how many people would you say you've helped, or how much stock were you giving out?
I would say we have given out about 45 packages till now, which I think is a good number, and we would love to increase this number and help as much people as we can.
Thank you so much. Is there anything else you would like to add?
Nothing much. It's just the thing that it's always about giving out to the people who needs it. I would encourage a lot more people to do the same thing as we are doing, and we could make the society better. And yeah, that's it.
We're here today at the Bird's Nest Cafe with the owner, Brady. How are you doing today, Brady?
Good, thanks.
So can you tell us a little bit about how Hurricane Fiona impacted your business and what kind of initiatives you've been doing to help?
So Bird's Nest Cafe was one of the lucky ones that didn't really suffer damage. We, in fact, didn't even lose power. And so for us, we felt the one thing that we could offer people was access to power. So we made a charging station that was accessible through our space, even if we weren't opened. And we also made fridge and freezer space available for other restaurants who might have a lot of costly product that wouldn't be covered. So it was nice to see that other restaurants in the city were able to make use of that, and then that saved them losing thousands and thousands of dollars of product.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
I think it's just nice to see that Halifax has gone through a lot of different events that have been trying, and every time the community comes together to rebuild, it's a very strong sense of community in this city, unlike a lot of other places. And I think everyone's really grateful to see that happening, and there's a real sense that no matter what goes on in this city, that everyone has each other's back and is going to make it through.
We're here today with Morgan, supervisor at the Pint Public House. How are you doing today, Morgan?
I'm doing great, thanks.
So, Morgan, tell us about how the Pint has been helping everyone since Hurricane Fiona happened.
So since Hurricane Fiona happened, we have actually extended our 50% off discount for EMTs, Nova Scotia health workers, police, fire department, to anybody who works for Nova Scotia Power. They're entitled to 50% off one regular price food item, and that's our way of saying thank you for getting out there and getting Nova Scotians power back, even during the height of the storm.
And how long is this offer valid for?
I believe it's the next 2 weeks.
And you said this is something that the Pint has been doing before. Can you tell us about that?
So we do offer a 50% off discount, just to members of the community who work in law enforcement, public health, first responders, just as a thank you for all that you do and keeping us safe and keeping the province running.
Thank you.